Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
We are in the building right now. It's La Crush Hearts in your ear right now. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio Live with the Super Fluffy Flirt, Miss La Crush Hearts. And today, we are going to get started early. But before we do any other thing, we want to take time out to send our condolences to Black Reporter, who may or may not show up tonight due to the fact that he had a death in his extended family this week. So we regret to say that he may not show up tonight. Or he will. I don't know what he's planning on doing. But we do send our condolences out to him and his family. And you know, on that note, let's get to the topic at hand. The topic at hand tonight is, do you think being overweight is overrated? Crush, what are you talking about? I know. Anyway, this is supposed to be a very interesting show. We at Fold Fantasy Radio, first off, must say that we encourage self-confidence, self-awareness, and being who you are, no matter what shape, size, color, sexual orientation, whatever you prefer to be. We just say be true to oneself. That's the motto here at Phone Fantasy Radio. However, there are some folks, we're not going to refer to them as haters, but there are some folks out there who feel that people of size should not be glorified because they're big. The plus size community, in my opinion, in the last couple of years has been popping. We've been put on the map as far as, you know, being recognized as far as fashion, you know, the creative arts, all of those things, you know, where we're starting to have a voice. And I think, I'm not sure, now this is, once again, this is my opinion. I also think this brief instance of recognition is also traveling down to our youth. And some folks feel like it's sending mixed messages to our youth. And I feel like, you know, when I was growing up, I didn't know about Lane Bryant, Ashley Stewart, or any of those places. You know, when I grew up, I had a shop at the old lady store. There was nothing in my size, and I've always been big all my life. And, it, you know, some folks feel like, you know, being big is sending the wrong message out to the youth. Being big is, being a bigger person is symptoms for depression or some type of mental disease. You know, you're being overweight and your bad health, you know, bad cholesterol, high cholesterol, heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, you're at risk factor for all these things. And you know, we're sending the wrong message out, not to our youth, but just to people in general about BBW / supersized big, beautiful women. You know what? Give us a call. Let us know what you think. The topic, we can play some awesome music as well. Remember to mark your calendars down. Let me throw this at you real quick. Mark your calendars for July 14th. July 14th, right here on Phone Fantasy Radio, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., we will be interviewing the awesome Blizzom from Florida, the host for K100 right here on Blog Talk Radio. He has a new mix, new CD coming out. It's fire. If you heard some of his stuff, you're going to definitely dig the CD. And, you know, on that note, I'm going to play some Bet the House on one of the singles off of the CD. You know, tell me what you think. I see 856. Shout out to 856. Shout out to Black Reporter and family. Shout out to Lady C and Dre in the chat room and everybody that's going to be joining to the conversation. We start off a bit slow, but we just starting, so hold on to your seats.
I finally made it, yeah. My grind got me on, yeah. No from my hustling, my swag on the song, okay. Yeah, I'm super lyric, right, that's what I'm about. I'm a winner, go get it, nigga, you can bet the house. I finally made it, yeah. My grind got me on, yeah. No from my hustling, my swag on the song, right. No, I'm not too difficult, no. Rapper from the south, I'm a winner, go get it, nigga, you can bet the house. It's hard to be young, some type of two joker, right. Give me 13 rappers. I'm supposed to, right up off the bat, I split the head up off the track, I drown the game with my flow, then I'm backing down the hat, homie, the whole stack, these other the rappers just blue, high pipers with a flute, I never follow with their boots, yeah, hollows when I shoot, like Agent Zero, what it do, yeah, superstar, I kill a nigga, try me by the moon, got a toy, yo, swag, my foot stuck on the gas, drive big and rest, shaleless, so the cops run my tag. Chicken back to my come place. On, then you know what's poppin', shit rockin' the camcorder. Yeah, I love me some meat, so introductions are in order. Yeah, yeah. I finally made it. Yeah. My grind got me on. Yeah. No for my hustle and my swag on the song. Okay, yeah, I'm super lyric, right? That's what I'm about. I'm a winner. Go get it, nigga. You can bet the house. I finally made it. Yeah. My grind got me on.
Step up and let me show you what your boy can get. I've been digging your feeling, you're thinking about your daily. And every time that you with me, I go crazy. I really want you to go to the next level and keep it pushing to never break on the gas pedal. Join me in the beautiful life that you see. And you will say that I will be the one to keep. I want to give you the world that you've been dreaming of. Flowers and rose petals, showers, unforgettable love. I want to be the one to make you smile all day, cause I know you ain't done it in a little while. So open your arms and let me get between them. I never let you go away, I'm gonna give it to you. I'm ready to be whoever that you want me to be. However you want, it really doesn't matter to me. On the low key, and we can always take a storm on the beach, in the heat, and to the morning. So give it a chance, I'll never try to push you. And take your time, you gotta be sure, boo. And I can wait however long you need me to wait, cause I've been posted in paradise all day, waiting for you, so we can always do what you do. My mind's crazy when it comes down to you. So let me enter your world, no other girls. It's a party for two, book ready, it's just me and you. Plan to do what's never been done for you. I'm giving it you, and I will never hurt you, boo. We got nothing to lose, but a lot of game. Blue sky, the girl, sitting in my rain.
All right, fam, welcome back to Phone Fisher Live with your girl, A Crush Heart. That right there was Big Cisco Fisher and Miss Leah called So Stuck and blah, 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 blah. And before that, we played Bet the House by Blizzom, who will be interviewed right here on Phone Fantasy Radio Live Thursday, July 14th, 2011, 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Eastern. What else? Tonight's question. Do you think, the general question is, do you think being overweight is overrated? That's tonight's question. If you feel you want to answer it, by all means, call us up, 805-830-8320. That number again, 805-830-8320. That's the number one, and we'll get it popping. Right now, I see 856. In the building. Let me go ahead and bring in the 856-571. What's up?
What's good? What's good? Your boy Bless, man. Come on out of Jersey, New Jeru.
Hey, Bless out of New Jeru. How are you feeling?
Feeling right right now. Feeling right.
You're feeling right. All right.
Definitely see another day. So I'm here to see another day. So it can't get down.
Okay. So before we get into that, you heard the two new tracks I played. What do you think about those?
For the both of them.
Okay, that's what's up. Blizzard will be on the show next 2 weeks from now on the 14th. So hopefully you tune in for that. And I'm going to try to get Big Cisco here as well. I'm working on the folks. You know, I just got back. Please bear with me. I'll be able to schedule one in 24 hours. So, like I said, please bear with me. I just got back. I got a lot of stuff I want to implement and do well, and new segments I want to start. And we can't forget PhoneFancyRadio.com to be updated and so forth and so forth. But enough about that chit-chat. All right, Bless, the question of the night. Do you think being overweight is overrated? First of all, are you a fan of big, beautiful women?
I'm going to put it right there. I never dated a big woman.
Mm-hmm.
I will lie to you.
You said you didn't have ever.
I think it's overrated. Nah.
Okay.
It depends on the situation. Because I know a lot of big girls that dress their size. No matter how big they are, if you big and you dress your size, you going to have cats looking at you like you look at any chick.
Mm-hmm.
That thing is going to show. It's going to look nice. So you got a chick that big and wear a baby tee, it doesn't cut out for me.
All right, so
it depends how you dress.
Okay, it depends on how you represent, how you present yourself, basically.
Exactly.
All right. So if you are a big, beautiful woman and you're official with it, or you wear your clothes right, you know, you're not wearing something too small or that's not made for you, then, you know, you fine with that.
Like, I seen a chick the other day. Ain't nothing wrong with extra stomach fat. Trust me, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, what are you doing?
You wear tight stuff, it makes you look nasty.
They make you look bigger than what you are.
Yeah, it makes it like a crazy look. It's like a male skinny, well, I don't believe in skinny jeans, period, at all. Trust me, man. But like a male, skinny as hell, wearing skinny jeans and trying to sag. Nah, it don't cut out.
It doesn't. Okay. All right, so now, people, can I just throw a fact out there? According to general news, if you will, being overweight is actually being 20 pounds more than your ideal weight, your height. So say if you're 5'5", your ideal weight is to be 130 pounds, right? 135 pounds, somewhere along that, if you're like 5 foot or whatever. So if you're 150 pounds and you're 5 foot or 5'5", you're basically overweight. You know, and some folks, like you said, some folks do say, you know, if your swag is right, ladies, or men, both men and ladies, if your swag is right, then, you know, do you have fun. But we're not talking about as far as presentation is concerned. We're talking about the ideal of you being a BBW or BAM. For people that don't know the lingo, BBW stands for Big Beautiful Woman. And BHM stands for Big Handsome Man, okay? Like somebody of my size, like you already know, 5'7", I'm 400 pounder. You get what I'm saying? I got pictures on Facebook. I always say, get in my belly or let me put my belly on your forehead. I am a larger woman. You get what I'm saying? I've been told that I dress nice, I look nice, you know. I've had adult women come up to me and ask me, oh, what you got on your face, or what you do this, what you do that, and I'm like, you know, that's natural. I have no control over that. You know what I'm saying? And in some cases, I'm not saying excuse or anything. In some cases, some people do have medical problems where they do get big, just like there's some people have medical problems where they can't gain weight at all. They can eat up the whole damn restaurant and not gain not 1 pound. You know, and they have this ideal body structure, you know. And so, like I said, we're not going to call those folks haters that feel like, you know, overweight is overrated. Y'all sending the wrong message. I feel like there's each they own. Because when I was growing up, I've always been a big child. No matter how they put it, how you cut the cake or how you slice the tea, I've always been a big child. You know what I'm saying? So, like, this is my most weight that I've ever weighed, you know. I'm losing. Bear with me, folks. Bear with me. It's a slow process. But on that note, who we have up here? We have the 414-687 on the line. I'm trying to bring it in. Okay, hey, 414-687. How you doing,
yes,
Missy?
I'm good. I'm in the studio, so that's why it's like loud, and that's why I'm not participating today. But I had to call in to show you love and support and tell you big girls are not overrated. Long as you wear everything right, you're good. But you out there some OC ass shit, kill yourself. Don't make us look bad because you're retarded.
Basically.
That's all I got to say.
Thank you, PG.
Oh, and scholarship gets me said, ow. So hopefully I'll be able to catch you before you go off, or I'll probably end up getting in the chat room eventually. But I just want to show love and support.
Thanks very much.
Love you, Chrissy.
Bye, loud ass studio. Ain't it supposed to be quiet, little bless?
Uh-huh.
Ain't it supposed to be quiet in the studio?
Well, not really.
Damn, I thought
music.
It'd be quiet.
The only thing supposed to hear in the studio is the music.
Right. Well, shout out to Mrs. PG. But anyway, give us a call. Let us know what you think. We're going to get back to the music, 805-830-8320. That number again, 805-830-8320. I got some new tunes I want to play. I'm going to play this track right here. Shout out to Animosity. Totally going to play a track. I got your music, and I got you. Anyway, listen up, Les. I'm going to ask you what you think about this later. So listen to it.
All
right.
Nope.
Ooh. Let me find out. Blog Talk Radio don't want to play Animosity joint.
Nobody.
Animosity, I'm trying to play it. It won't play. All right, we're going to go to a new tune, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to figure out what's going on with Animosity Buff.
Drinks up, everybody, here you come. Sipping, everybody, get baby. Speakers pounding on the pavement, it gon' pop when we make it drop. Hey, yeah, we do this daily. I'm laid back, paid fat, top they fly. We popping bottles, you can follow, we can play tonight. Everybody getting faded, we gon' do this right. Ain't nothing can save us, we just living a life. We gon' do it how we do it, steady drinking till we super top back. Over sky, city moving, yeah, we long gone.
Top down, all the way around. Drinks up, everybody.
Jelly, cause I'm finna go ham. Got a white groupie with me, look like Lindsay Lohan. About to take her to the club and do it with no hands. We arrive holding hands.
Of course I got a man.
She know I got a couple grand and leave her with it as a plan. So
munch up on this candy bar.
Anime ain't acting hard.
Groupies deserve everything, so triple slam my credit card.
I'm in love with a groupie. Like the paparazzi, always showing love and always getting coffee. I'm in love with a groupie, she knows just how to do me. She know me like the paparazzi, always showing love and always getting coffee.
Smooth jazz tune. Her hair, drip beauty. accenting her well-defined collarbone. The scent of her, jasmine, was just enough to make any man leave home. I whispered in the hopes that she would hear me summoning her presence. Miraculously, as if she did, her stallions cowered her forward in an instant. With her hazel diamond eyes, she pierced my soul. As she sat, I prepared for what I hoped would unfold. Sipping on herbal essence as I was luxurious in her universe, in lyrical seduction, we excitedly conversed. Like the honey that poured from her lips, she said, "Excuse me," as she reached inside her Prada purse. And like a gentleman, I accepted as if it was rehearsed. She glanced at me once more with a smile that brags, as she withdrew a cigarette. I returned the smile as she so elegantly lit and took her first drag. In my mind, I thought, "Damn, Shambé, it's her breath you will regret."
That was some real smooth spoken word for you right there with Shambé. That was called "I'm Peace." If you are not, please add us facebook.com and you can see all the links and posts I'm posting up right now with all the artist information. Or you just go to phonefantasyradio.com and get all that good information. Before that, we played Rico Devotion with Groupie Love, and before that we started off with a brand new record called JC. The artist name is JC and the album is Summertime. So, you know, just thought I'd start off like that. I tried to play Animosity, but for some reason it just wouldn't go through. But shout out to Animosity for showing us love right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. He did come and check out the show. Much love to you. I will get you a song out here one of these days. I'm gonna get it right. All right, I see my co-host has entered the building. 337, how you doing, reporter?
I am doing better, madame.
Okay, okay.
Good evening, one and all.
Right, we got Bless on the phone with us. Hold on, let me let him on.
What's up, Bless?
Right, we got Bless and Black. Okay.
What's up, Bless?
What's good?
Right. So, you know, Black Reporter, we started the conversation. Bless answered and PG stopped in real quick. You know, she at the studio. They going hard right now, Blue Sky Entertainment. So she stopped in.
Okay.
And she said, she stopped in with these words. She said, "As long as you presenting yourself, big girl, don't matter what nobody has to say." Pretty much summing it up what she said. That's what she said. As long as you hold
Amen.
It right and then you looking tight, it doesn't matter if it's overrated or not. It's, you know, that's you. You know,
mm-hmm.
I totally agree with that. And
I ain't got the wall for him.
Say that again. Okay. Black Reporter, what's your
yes, ma'am.
You are an avid big girl lover. Activist.
always have been, always will be.
Right. So what do you think about the statement? You know, overweight is being overrated. Like, what do you think about that?
I don't necessarily think it's overrated. I mm-hmm. think that, you know, I absolutely love. You know, and I'm gonna be a proud man. I loved the 25 years that Oprah was on, but I especially loved when Dove came out with that ad campaign of "Love the Skin You're In."
Mm-hmm.
And the sisters that were on there, they were not small sisters.
Mm-mm.
They were sisters who were thick.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved seeing that commercial because they represented the big sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the only thing that I would caution any big woman, white, black, whatever, about is your health. If B, the big girl, threatens your health in any way, shape, or form, do what your doctor says. If it, you know, just continue being you, because that should not change whatsoever. You know, I'm sorry, Bless. Go ahead.
No, I think that's his background. Go ahead.
Okay. My ex, I gained up to four and a quarter. And the situation is, I loved her the same at four and a quarter as much as, you know, even I do care for her now, even though we're divorced and everything. But the situation is the fact that, you know, you've got to love the person inside, not just the outside covering. And she had gastric bypass. She's lost 200 some pounds. And now, was it last week, or was it last Monday night, or did I miss it yet, where they're going to have the sister on Extreme Makeover Weight Loss Edition?
Oh, I don't know about that. I haven't watched TV, and I don't know how long.
That's on ABC, and I'm just not sure whether or not it's a pig yet, because the latest edition, if I haven't missed it yet, has a sister on it, and she's over 400 pounds. I know that much, and she's not happy with the way she is. You know, be happy with the skin you're in. I mean, be happy, and you know, you gotta love yourself before you can love anybody else. That's the bottom line.
And a lot of, and I also want to add this too. You brought up the Dove campaign. Lane Bryant had a commercial as well, and it actually pulled off of ABC. It was actually a commercial about lingerie, their bras and panties.
It was pulled off of TV.
It was pulled off of ABC. ABC didn't want to play it. Saying it was too much. But the lady that they showed, it was only one lady. It wasn't even like it was a lot of ladies. I think it was just one lady or maybe two or three ladies. But they were the same size as those in the Dove campaign. And they actually had on more clothes than the Dove campaign.
Exactly.
So on that note, they had on a robe. She had a bra. She had a panties on. But she also had stocking shoes, a robe on, covering it up. The other one had a knife. You know, she literally had on more clothes than the Dove campaign. So is that just straight, like, now we like, once again, is that just some hating? Like, that's what I want to know. Was it really, oh, no, that's too much for our children's eyes, or was that just them hating? Because I feel like she had on way more clothes than the Dove campaign. The Dove campaign, what they had on, brown panties. Oh, as a matter of fact, they had on soap suds. One had the soap suds. Remember? Soap suds. They were lathered up in soap.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, and one of the because remember they did more than one camp. They did more than one commercial for Dove.
Yeah,
and
did.
One of them they had the soap suds wrapped around. So now I'm like, okay, now is this an instance of just straight size discrimination? And that's not even a discrimination. Like, you can't even call that discrimination.
Yeah, to me it is.
But it's not. They took it to they take these people to court, and they say it's not. The same thing happened when it comes to the sister on a plane. You know, she's trying to get her ride on the plane, and, you know, that, I don't know.
Well, okay, maybe I'm comparing apples and oranges, but maybe it goes back to the thing of the freedom of speech thing. You know, we had that recently in the Supreme Court where they were talking about it's not up to the courts to be parents, and it's not up to the courts to determine what's violent, you know, violent video games and everything. It's like one Supreme Court justice Justice Brennan said about 30-some years ago. I don't know the definition of pornography, but I know it when I see it. You know?
Right.
And the situation is the fact that I guess it all goes back to the old beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing goes with what's big, what's obese. You know, we've got different words for the same thing.
Right.
So, and the different words, I guess, tells your attitudes on full-figured ladies or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to turn around and call a full-figured woman obese and she's 215, 220, damn, you know, that's all I got to say.
But I mentioned that earlier too. Now they're saying overweight is actually 20 pounds over your ideal weight. They have this chart that you've seen when you were a little kid. The chart with the height, and you're supposed to be between these pounds and this pound, and
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to add
mm-hmm.
like I think you're supposed to add like 5 pounds for every inch that you are extra. Like you start off at 130 at like 5 foot. And then you add 5 pounds. So you start at 130 at 5'0", and then you have to be 135 at 5'1", 140 at 5, you know, and it goes up like that or something like that. And some people are just not built that way. I hate to say it, you know, but some people are just, you get people that's down to 130 or 135, and they look sickly.
Exactly.
So now, what's your answer to that? You know what I mean, doctor? You know, not you per se, but I'm saying rhetorically. What's your answer to that, doctor? I mean, I don't know. Anyway, folks, we are talking about is being overweight, overrated. We talk a little bit of everything. If you want to join the conversation, you sure can. 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. Press the number 1. Let you on air. Share your opinion. If you're a big girl lover, you're biased. But anyway, we love you. Come to We need all the support we can get. We need all the support we can get. On that note, Black reporter,
mm-hmm.
you've always been a big girl lover, right?
Mm-hmm.
Always. You never liked
always.
The other side of the railroad.
Well, I mean, when I was younger, I may have flipped back and forth and everything, but it started when I was in high school. I was the ultimate nerd.
Mm-hmm.
I went to an all-white, all-boys Catholic high school.
Mm-hmm.
And we only had like 8 blacks out of a class of 43. Senior class of 43.
Mm-hmm.
And 7 of those blacks were athletes. I'll give you 3 guesses as to who wasn't the athlete. And so I became the water boy
mm-hmm.
and the statistician. And I became pretty good at doing all that and everything. So I also, in being a statistician, was the person who called the newspapers with the story for the game. So it turns around, and I start looking for somebody to date, and nobody wanted me. Later on, I got word that. Years later, I got word that there were a lot of girls who really wanted to date me, which was too scared to ask. But, shocked the hell out of me. But I thought nobody wanted me. But there was one girl who went to the public school here in town, and we hit it off, and we did it for 2 years. And it was a lot of sofa sitting and sofa courting. And really, back in the 70s, that's pretty much what you could do. You know, you couldn't really run off anywhere and be like teenagers are today. I mean, I really would not know how to act while I was a teenager today, to be honest with you. I'm serious.
Be all over the place.
You got that right.
You'd be all over the place. You'd be a Don Juan, Playboy, Ricky Ricardo loving, running around.
Don't start.
I'm not starting.
The situation was the fact that, it's times change, but at the same time they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Things pretty much stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
Just people are different and situations are basically the same, because a friend of mine was saying, if you take the song Ball of Confusion by the Temptations, great song.
Right.
But if you listen to it word for word, it's the same thing then as it is now.
Really? We might have to take a listen and see what y'all talking about.
Yeah. Ball of Confusion. I mean, what was happening back then happened. I mean, it's
history's repeating itself.
Yeah, history's repeating itself, exactly.
History is repeating itself. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So
I may have to request that for next week.
Right, you're going to have to request that for next week, and we'll touch on it, because we will be talking about some confusion next Tuesday. Remember, we have... we're talking about gay marriage next Tuesday, so that's a touchy topic.
That would be a perfect song to start off with.
So we'll definitely need to listen to that song and find out where it plays at. Shout out to Brick, Dre, guest 894 in the chat rooms right now. Look like she's. I don't know, she hasn't called in yet, but I know she's going, once we start talking on some good stuff, hitting some good points, I'm sure she'll call in and let us know how to sit, how she does.
Oh, we got to figure out what was her explanation for the other night.
you saw it.
We ain't forgot about the fact that she fell asleep on us.
You starting, ooh, Brick, it wasn't me. That's what I'm saying. I'm pulling the shaggy. It wasn't me.
And, hey, I don't mind starting it. You see what that's going to do? That's going to pull her out.
You hear him, Brick? You hear him? He don't mind it. You know he mind. Number to call in again. The number to call in again, folks, is 805-830-8320. What you about to eat? You about to eat over there, Black Reporter?
Huh?
So you about to eat? Hear a bunch of clacking.
No, that's my sister in the background.
Okay. So we about to have some dinner on the radio show, okay? No. You know, we got super hearing when it comes to them plates and them forks,
No joke.
You know, big girls got that super hearing. What you doing in that kitchen?
you ain't got a lick of sense.
You can be sitting next to us and we can't hear you say shit to us. But go in there and clack something around. Go drop something or go in there and dig in the pot. What you doing in my pot?
Got the sense God put you in the world with.
But am I right though, Black Reporter? You'd be like, what in the world? Does this lady have a camera up in here somewhere? She just know that I'm digging in her pot. I'm about to dig in the pot. I'm looking in the pot. I wasn't going to do nothing to the pot. I was just wanting to know what's in the pot. Stop touching
my
pot.
No, but the thing is, exactly.
Anyway, I'm going to put the song out right now, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to chat up some more. We got Black Reporter, Bless. We got Brick, Dre, and Amosity showing us love. 894 guests is showing us love. Sign up, sign in, chat with us. We're talking about BBWs, BHM, the plus-size community. Are we overrated, ladies and men? I don't think so. Anyway, the next song, dedicated to all my big girls and especially my big girl lovers. Al.
Ow.
They're going to stop playing with my emotions. Every time I try to play a song, it stopped playing.
We're going to try this one. We're going to try this one more again.
One more again.
One more again.
Nope. Don't let me play it. You see? It ain't my fault I didn't do that. I don't know why.
Technical difficulties.
Right, technical difficulties. Let's see if this will work. Oh, boy.
Someday I'll be walking along and you'll step on the thing where I'll be. Hopefully you'll be touched by my charm. The words of the song will lead the way. Bright eyes and bangs, soft hair, earrings, just a few of the things I like about you.
Just a big bone,
big bone.
Can a brother walk you home?
Can I walk right beside you?
Look like a fat neck bone.
Look so good, look so good.
I like to keep your body warm.
What you can and what you can't, what you willing, what you want, what you like and what you hate. type to sit and wait. And I recognize a good thing, I know you can relate. I'm the cream of the crop, you the icing on the cake. You the game, I'm the hustle, I do whatever it takes. You the food, I'm the plate, never ever miss a meal. Get your picture, I'm for real, it's not just the way that I feel. It's a fact, and the track can turn it back into the truth. Like the chance and the proof, I paint a picture to you. Or you could hop in the coupe and let's maneuver the scene and see if things is as good as they seem. Tighter than grass and green, yeah. Can you feel me?
Maybe it can be tight like something green. One more time again, here's the last chance. Won't you take my hand? If you wanna do, baby, it's cool. Stop and pop and see you. If you wanna get, it's cool. Take it off, get it wet. If you wanna do, baby, it's cool. Stop and pop and see you.
Now you heard what my girl said, it can't stop, it won't stop. And then we getting it popping for my Emmy, the comp and the flow. It's never stopping, go get your dough and your team right. Malone and Miss PQD gave us the green light. We be taking over the scene, don't even seem right. Call my homie Russ Peter May, so that we free tonight, yeah. So it's the rap, it's time to make the city stand up. And we ain't going nowhere, so you can put up your camera. Ladies, hit the bar, they hit the flow and get your hands up. Whoever got a problem is popping you and your man's up. And if you say that it's cool, then it's cool. Let's get together, make the city act a fool. Cause ain't nobody out there do it like me and you. Can I get a holler back? Can we back for the first? Matter of fact, y'all a city, it's a rap for the birds. Time to take it right back to the curb. Better act like you heard, yeah.
And you feel me, baby. It can be tight like something green. One more time again. Here's the last chance. Won't you take my hand? If you wanna do, baby, it's cool. Stop and pop and see you. If you wanna get, it's cool. Take it off, get it wet. If you wanna do, baby, it's cool. Stop and pop and see you. If you wanna get, it's cool. Take it off, get it wet.
It's the takeover, baby. 2006, and we trying to get rich. All my hustlers, I need y'all to stand up right now. We doing this for y'all. Volume 1, we had to kill it. This is Volume 2, this is new shit right here. B. Malone, Black Smith. Yeah, I see you, baby.
Nobody move.
Nobody move.
Nobody get hurt.
Nobody get hurt. Lock and load up, call it a hold up. That woman nigga clean, they put the shoulder. I quit Joe, sit bold, bottom folder. I got the black stocking cap, black poster. Lock and load up, call it a hold up. That woman nigga clean, they put the shoulder. I quit Joe, sit bold, bottom folder. I got the black stocking cap, black poster.
It ain't fair, cuzzle, he from Delaware. And I'm from where they shit pimps and piss players. Prostitutes smacking from their hats to their boots. Only objective is to multiply fruit. Speedy trial, forced to stay here in a bit. Preliminary, make them show a little evidence. I know it's relevant according to intelligence. I've been a part of the mafia, Machiavellian. Boss of the Pico gang ever since. Connecting with the team, validate the shit. But make sure it's in pit bowl at the street. Definitely sign a void, all the big slips. And that's basically the element of oppression, animosity, solo website connection. I got my nigga Doc in the back with a Weston, sipping out a brick, leaning all to the left.
Lock and load up, call it a hold up. Every woman nigga's lean, it's what the shoulder. I twist throw, sit bold, bottom folder. I got the black stocking cap, back holster. Lock and load up, call it a hold up. Every woman nigga's lean, it's what the shoulder. I twist throw, sit bold, bottom folder. I got the black stocking cap, back holster.
Animosity, gunning for your property. I come up in there with some shit that you would not believe. That you would not concede. Catch you on your balcony. And throw your back to your motherfucking chest like Sonny. Niggas acting like they playing with chops like Tony. They call me like from the nutty block. Nigga, you know me. I've been the rock star. Rocking and hopping in cars. Can hide bars. Using choppers as guitars. And fars. You niggas join it, ain't what it be. I got accolades. Automatic illiteracy. No deficiency. Niggas move efficiently. The tourists leave with a toast like D.I.G. They can't defend. Listen and talk COD. Switching ain't a one drop deep, I am me. Bitch cake long, but she ain't buying me. A nigga married to the mob like me. Lock and load up, call this a hold up. And when my niggas lean, it's what the show does. I twist your tempo by the folder. I got the black stocking cap, fat holster. Lock and load up, call this a hold up. Cause when my niggas lean, it's what the show does. I twist your tempo by the folder. I got the black stocking cap, fat holster.
Yeah,
I've been to 6 different California state penitentiaries. 9 years on parole, 5 in parenthesis. Ask any nigga in the West, they remember me. Been looking with the mob, call a nigga Kennedy. Blacked up, damn niggas for they shit stacked up. Walk like that's a black gate, my niggas backed up. Brown bandana, all ties, you get shacked up. Lock really hacked up, lock really wrapped up, lock really strapped up. I'm the one to put that whole clip in that last truck. Back up, niggas know that I'm a head buster. I got stripes and I'm a crack popper, motherfuckers. First nigga on the spot called Water Mac. Did a 6-year joke, still get cracked. So stay 150 feet away from the back. Before I can have my blue nose piece attack. Lock and load up, call it a hold up. And when my niggas lean, it's what the show ya. I twist throw tempo by the folder. I got the black stocking cap, Matt Holt. Lock and load up, call it a hold up. Cause when my niggas lean, it's what the show ya. I twist throw tempo by the folder. I got the black stocking cap, Matt Holt.
All right, I was finally able to play it, even though he's not in the room anymore. That right there was Animosity with Lyrical 4-7. Before that, we played, what did we play? I don't forgot what we played. We played Boogs Malone, right? Sorry. I'm slow right now. We played Boogs Malone, If You, from Dollar City Records right there. And before that, we played Sister Big Bow. Yeah, I remember that one, right? Anthony Hamilton, Sister Big Bow with Monique playing the post, the postal delivery chick that he had a crush on or whatever. That was hot. That was hot. That was hot. Anyway, tonight's topic is being overweight, overrated. Right. That's what it is. Yep. It's being overweight, overrated. You can give us a call, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. I see we have a call on the line. La la la. Yeah. My tongue fat. My tongue fat tonight. I see we have a caller on the line from the 205. What's up, 205-434? Welcome to the show. State your name and where you're from.
D'Angelo, Alabama.
Hey, D'Angelo from Alabama.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Can't complain. I haven't caught one of these shows in a minute.
Right, right, right. We haven't been on in a minute. We just started back, really. This is
too much of nothing.
Right, right. Well, don't say that now. You know how our shows go. You know. You know how our shows go. We already had to do a 3-hour show, so you've been missing some stuff. Right, right. We had to do that extension hour already. We had to use that hour up, man. We started talking about everything. But tonight we got a little semi-serious topic. Do you think overweight, you know, is being overrated right now?
No, I do not.
You do not. First of all, do you even like big girls?
Of course, I only date big girls.
Really?
Yes. I'm his woman and I'm a big girl.
Oh, where'd she come from? She came in out of the blue. Who that is? Who that is? Who that is right there?
I'm Shantae.
All right, Shantae. Where you from? You from?
Uh-huh.
Right, right, right. That's your girlfriend.
I'm the 205.
Right, 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 right. Y'all acting up over there. So you got to let people know that you got other people on the line, B. Can't just call them up.
I didn't think she was
going to
say nothing.
It can't be just pulling up on three-way
that.
With people. Made me jump out my seat just now. God damn. Where that come from? You see how y'all be acting up? Y'all know I got a bad heart. I know I got a bad heart.
Well, I do discriminate towards skinny people, even though I am skinny myself.
Why do you discriminate against skinny people?
Because two skinny people, I think two skinny people make a fire. Two skinny people don't need to even people need even need to be together.
Ooh, I know that's right.
That's just my opinion.
Each their own. Everybody got their preference. So that's what's up. That's what's up. And Shantae, what do you think about tonight's topic? Do you think being overweight is overrated?
No, I don't. And the answer to the other question is no. I mean, I don't discriminate against skinny people. I don't discriminate against big people because it's somebody for everybody.
Right.
And that's how I feel about it.
I feel like, well, if you're a skinny person, you ain't for me.
Well, your ass skinny, nigga, and you for me.
My point is that you're a big girl. You're not skinny.
Okay
then.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Really? Really, guys? Really? This is what y'all argue about? Really? Who's skinny and who's not? Really? This is what y'all argue about? That's cool. So, Dee, why haven't you been to my show in a minute? What's that about? What you been to?
Since I got off my first Facebook page and I made the second Facebook page, and I really just found you on Facebook and added you back.
Oh, right.
Because I think somebody reported my other Facebook page for being a little too, you know how I was doing it on there. Personally, yeah, you know how I was doing on there.
Ain't that always the case, man? Ain't that always the case?
So I wasn't really going to make another page for a good minute, so I've been off Facebook long enough so I see what the fuck I get back on it.
Oh, okay. You hear them? They going crazy. It's not even the fourth yet, and all you hear is, I'm not even
saying
good. It's the fireworks going off, and they acting like brand new fools.
See, that's up there. You don't hear that down here.
Oh, yeah, we in the city. Like, y'all can see anything. You know they're going to be acting up. I tell you, boy, all night long. And school is out, too? Oh, you know they acting up. Who just let out this week? You know, they got to get all that frustration out. So, tis the season. All them kids got to get that frustration out of being in school for the last 180 days. All right, folks, we're talking about a little bit of everything now. Now we're slipping, sliding. We still got Bless on the phone. Bless, you still with us?
I'm here.
All right, Bless. You got anything you want to chime in about?
Man, it's like, man, you said it's big girl overrated. You ask me, I think the world's underrated right now, man, because like I said, Zach Reporter said, part about the 70s, which I don't really know about, because I ain't from the 70s, but I can relate to what he's saying. I can relate to what he's saying too, man, because I'm an 80s baby, man. So it's like, it's everything commercial now. Everybody worry about what this person thinks. Feel me? For example, I know this dude, his skinny cat, he had a big chick that he loved to death, you feel me? What messed him up was he was worried about everybody else thing. You can't worry about it. That's who you love. You can't worry about everybody else thing, man. That's the type of situation, the type of world we're living to now, man. Everything is phony right now.
It's not real.
You gonna think it's real? And that shit. Like I said, I clown my people, this and that, but at the end of the day, they know I got love for them. I got love for their spouse. That's what we do. We joke around. You got to know that. That's your real dude. Vice versa, you got a female. That's your real female. And they know you happy, no matter if you big, small, round, puffy, one leg, two legs. You know what I mean?
Round,
you love that
round
person,
or puffy.
That, if you love that person, man, your real friend, your real boy, they gonna support you no matter what.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? So like we said, man, we in the copycat world. Everybody wanna copy. That's what happened to these chicks right now. I mean to go off cue. That's why these chicks right now is going through what they're going through because they want the perfect man, they want the drugs, they want the money. Like I said, I'm a small cat, but say, this is for example, say I was a big cat with no money. I hang with a dude, a big cat with money. You might don't like big dudes, but you're going to love him because he got money.
Mm-mm.
You're not going to love me. You're going to think I'm a regular cat.
Right.
Got nothing, nah, man.
Because he's flossy. It's not that he got money. It's just that it's how you flossy with it. Because, you know, a lot of folks ain't got shit, but they flossy.
Yeah.
You know, they bling and blonging when they walking down the street. And you grab that dude, and he'll spit you all the game in the world. He'll show you bank receipts and everything, but they don't belong to him. He'll have a car that somebody else's. Right.
Them the ones going to play you out. If you had a good man, them the ones, you go for the ones that kind of be flossy. Them ones going to play you out.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go on Facebook crying, talking about I can't find a good man. Now, you don't want a good man.
Mm-mm. Not saying that because you have money that don't make you a good man. But it's just the people that perpetrate and want to and use people and take advantage of people and that's what we're talking about, folks. All right, Bless. They going ham with these fireworks, aren't they? They are going ham.
I'm from the city, so you know how it goes.
Mm-hmm. They are going in with these fireworks. They blah, 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 blah all day, every day. Even after the 4th, they still going to be blasting and blinging and carrying on with them.
I got to check myself, see if I'm bleeding. I'm hearing so much fireworks.
Okay, you got to take a look, right. Make sure. You're right. Mm-mm-mm. They know they acting up. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play some more music. We got 45 minutes remaining on the clock. Damn, where did the time go? Wow, I was doing a lot of talking like that. Where did the time go? We got 45 minutes remaining on the clock. We have Bless. We got D holding us down on the phone lines. We got Brick. We got Dre. And we got Guest 084. Thank you all for tuning in to Phone Fantasy Radio with the Super Fluffy Flirt. Black Reporters in and out. Once again, I told you he had a death in his family. So he's popping in and out. So much love to Black Reporter and his family. And hope things go well for him over there. Continue playing this good old music. If you like something, definitely let me know. If you don't like it, definitely let me know. And, you know, we'll work something out around that. Anyway, this next track has to be a brother from the 90s who put SBHM on the map. He didn't put him on the map, but he did bring dark skin back for the big boys. This is some big pop of Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, check it out.
Yeah. I like this.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommy. The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep
Mr. F a secret, why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Max and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes. See notes by the layers. True fucking player. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies. You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gonna be here for a while? I'm gonna call my crew. You gonna call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave, throw the keys a little seed. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next block so we can see him on the way to the telly. Gonna fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me.
I love it when you call me big pop.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me big pop.
You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and Benz's, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams.
What?
Chopping O's, smoking line optimals, money holes and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure, so grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friend. We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me big pop.
Throw your hands in the air if you're the true player.
I love it when you call me big pop.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies. You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
Check it out. Now full shit for that ass. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby, baby.
This is DJ Mike Major representing Bottom Music DJs. I'm checking out Phone Fantasy Radio with the super fluffy flirt, Miss La Crush Hearts. Do your thing, baby girl.
Holla, 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 holla. So holla at me. You're not a gentleman. Holla at me. You're the godly kin. Holla at me. You got a deadly pin. Holla at me. You're not gonna try to pretend. Holla at me. You got your own little spin. Holla at me. A true queen's time is not a thing to be wasted. Come in one wrong, acting like your pants being basted. See, to holler at a real woman's a tricky thing to do. And if you blow your first shot, you won't be getting around to see. The term baby is for those who didn't graduate from childhood.
Not a lady, it's for those who run us great. Are we overdue?
We muddy in the fun with us, got bitches confused. We knocking blood or a shorty, brothers, the silly hoes y'all can use. Now, we are not unsuspicious of the words in your game. Cause this is one thing for certain. Sorry, niggas don't sound the same. Easy words of advice, unless you really want to pull the way of God. It's the direction that you maybe ought to go. Respect the truth of a word and the strength of a spirit. And appreciate that she ever even lets you hear it. For an empress is a fossil, you should hold her on high. She'll soothe away all of the worries in the back of your mind.
So holla at me, you're not a gentleman. Holla at me, you're the godly kin. Holla at me, you got a deadly pin. Holla at me, you're not gonna try to pretend. Holla at me, you got your own little spin. Holla at me, you got a hand to lend. Holla at me, you might have been bent. Holla at me, my time with you will be well spent.
I don't need a man to open doors or pull up out my chair. No, knew I'm even worried about the type of clothes that I wear. Follow me along my path if you dare to keep up. If not, don't violate my space, go find a tree to bark up. Cause I will not be ridiculed, nor disrespected, not once. Creative critic is accepted, but I'm not some blonde dunce. I'm a real-ass motherfucker, and I mean that with sincerity. If you need it, once repeated, I'll come back with some clarity. Even turn on my lane, if you mean to do me wrong, I'll fuck around and slap you upside the head with my new bomb.
Metaphorically violent,
as I try keeping the peace, but I'll be real, bitch, if niggas make me wanna pull some heat.
If you a real king and revolution's deep in your heart, I'd like to meet and see if we can begin, but be where I start.
So holla at me if you think for sure got a chance, but don't bother if you're trying just to get in my pants.
So holla at me, you're not a gentleman, holla at me, you're the godly king, holla at me, if you got a deadly pen, holla at me, you're not gonna try to pretend, holla at me, if you got your own little spin, holla at me, if you got a hand to lend, holla at me, if you might have been bent, holla at me, if my time with you will be well spent. If you wanna holla at me, gotta know what's in your mind, is it under their control, is it without any bind? If you think the devil's game is cool, you don't recognize the power to be a right before you have to look with three eyes. Are you a man of God or are you down with bullshit religion? Cause you will have my ass barefoot in no motherfucking kitchen. No, you ever put your hands on me unless you wanna bleed, I will not have no one interfering with my destiny. So if you wanna come and get it, bring your A game or less. Because the first thing I'ma do is put your soul to the test. So don't hate me cause I'm too confused, fully big brain. If you knew what I know, you might have got yourself trained. Parental advisory say be 21 or above, or forgive, I can't be giving you my sweet honey love. If you're too intimidated by me, then keep moving along. Otherwise, come holla at me after I finish the song. So holla at me, you're not a gentleman, holla at me, you're the godly king, holla at me, if you got a deadly pen, holla at me, if you're not gonna try to pretend, holla at me, if you got your own little spin, holla at me, if you got a hand to lend, holla at me, if you mind a being bent, holla at me, if my time with you will be well spent, holla at me, if you're not a punk ass nigga, holla at me, if you're not afraid to pull a trigger, holla at me, if you're not scared of the cops, holla at me, if you're not gonna be smoking box, holla at me, if you're down with divine mass, holla at me, if you walk a godly path, holla at me.
The Lady Flawless with Holla at Me. And before that, we played Big Papa, Notorious B.I.G. And also big shout out to DJ Mike Major. Major in the morning show is bananas. You wake up dancing, stomping your feet, bopping your head, your neck hurt, your back hurt, all of the above hurt and fucking with him. So big shout out to DJ Mike Mayer. Good looking out. BottomMusicRadio.com. I'm a member. You can member. You can sign up. You can listen. But, you know, all that good stuff. You know how we do Phone Fantasy Radio Live. We show everybody love. Because everybody can show us love. Because that's what we are. We just love. We just got to love everybody. We just love everybody. Hey, Black Report, I love you.
I love you too, girl. So, did we get any more responses to the question of the evening?
Yeah, we have gotten a few responses. D called in. He said that, you know, he like them big. You know, he said the same thing. Everybody's saying the same thing. You know, no, it's not overrated. But then again, we all biased because we all like big people. So,
exactly.
We got Bless on the phone still with us, holding it down.
Thank you, Bless, for holding it down with Crush for me.
No doubt, baby. No doubt. Anytime, anytime.
And
appreciate it, babe.
We got the 2-2 Fizzive. The 2-2 Fizzive. The 2-2 Fizzive. I know who that is.
Lady.
She get an awesome intro, don't she? Uh-huh. Don't feel no type of way, Black Report. Don't feel no type of way. Don't feel no type of way. What's up, lady?
Hey.
I'm taking a break from
studying. Oh. Well, we miss you over here, Lady C.
I know. I was called come Tuesday night. I studied till I fell asleep.
That tell you something. You don't need to be studying.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Lady C been doing it extra hard. She had this class to where she's got to be up at Cinco 5:30 in the morning.
5:30 in the morning?
Yes,
damn. That class, man, woo, go girl, woo.
Yeah. So I go from 5:30 till I pass out. So.
Wow.
Literally.
Literally. Literally. I hear that. Well, Lady C, I'm glad we got you. We're not going to take up too much of your study time. We're going to get right to the topic at hand. Tonight's topic is, do you think being overweight or overweight people is overrated? There are some folks out there that say, you know, we should not glorify big people. Being big is not a good sign. You know, they have medical problems. They have mental diseases and all types of stuff. What is your thoughts upon that?
My thoughts is, first of all, if you love yourself, you got to love yourself, and whether you're overweight or skinny. And I don't think it's overrated to be proud and love yourself, whatever size you're in. Love you. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are small people who have health problems. It's not the size. It's just your body makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, big is not a guarantee that you're sick. Being small is not a guarantee that you're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing is that if you love yourself, who gives a damn what other people say? I mean, every time I say I'm going to lose weight, my friend, well, what you lose? Don't lose it. And it's me. It's because I want to, not because of what anybody else says. When I feel I want to lose some weight, it's because of what I want to do.
Right.
And it's what nobody else told me. So I figure if you're overweight, or what they call, because, honey, we look at that chart that them doctors have out there. I'm 5'4", I'm supposed to weigh 150. Where the hell they sell that in? I ain't I was in high school. It's supposed to be 150. What? Who do that? If I was 150, I would look anorexic. You know, so if we look at that top, we'll all be, that's the mental problem, is when they tell you, you're not healthy. Okay, but if you can get around and do what you got to do, and if some problem come along, work with it. Work at it. Make yourself feel better. Don't get in a slump and say, oh, I can't do this. Say, I'm 52 and I'm in school because I know I can do this. And I'm going to do this. Because it's what I want to do. And, yes, it's working in the food industry. And as a big person, they figure I couldn't do it. So I get up at 5:30 and I go run the kitchen.
Crush, I can vouch for the fact that she's running circles. I mean circles around people. The first week she was there, I mean they threw everything at her to get her frustrated, to get her out of there. And what did Lady C do?
She threw it right back.
I threw it right back.
I know it.
They thought I wasn't going to do it because of my size and my weight. You know, if you're hurting, I'm fine. They said, are we having fun? I said, oh, I'm having great fun. I tell them I'm so excited because I have a goal in mind. So I figure being overweight is not overrated. Being unhealthy is the only thing you have to look at, your health and your peace of mind. If you're healthy enough and the doctor says you can make it, do it, whether you're big or small. If you're mentally straight, deal with it. You go on. But first of all, love yourself to see what you got to do for you, not for other people. Because other people, they don't like your skin color. They don't like your eye color. They don't like your hair. It's too long. It's too red. It's too black. It's too blind. Too much weave, not enough weave. Too short, too long. Your lips too big. You got your eyes are too close. You got slanted eyes. You got a big booty, you don't have enough booty. You got too much breast, you don't have enough. So it doesn't matter whether you're big or small. Love you. Always.
At the end of the day.
Love first.
Right. The wisdom words of Lady C. Go ahead, Bless.
And what she's saying is actually right, but at the same time, you got to realize you got skinny brothers that go through the same thing.
Yeah.
Feel me? Oh, you too skinny. You not buff. You don't got no chest.
Say it with your chest.
Happy, happy, happy.
He's right.
After these chicks that down talk big woman, look at them. They're not happy with themselves, so that's why they get these breast adjustments, these needles in their ass to make their ass fatter. Half of them not happy with yourself. As a big girl or a small girl, man, look, man, you gotta be one thing. You gotta be grateful that you're here.
Looking for a man with a 6-pack or a 12-pack, you know.
That's too many packs.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't count that, huh? All right, folks. Oh, we got
you. You gonna make a change? Make a change for you. You gonna make a change? Make a change for yourself, because you want to make that change.
Right. That's what's up. We got D in the chat room right now. He was on the phone. He said his phone died. He's saying, "Oh, I love you too, D. I love you like I love cookies." he asks, why is it called overweight, and what is overweight? How do you know if someone's overweight? First off, it's called overweight because there is an actual chart that the doctors go by that's supposed to be your quote-unquote ideal weight for your height. There's a chart.
Your BMI.
Your BMI, your height, your weight,
your
all
body
of
mass
above.
Index.
Right, and they have a chart. If you're a certain height and a certain weight, that's supposed to be your ideal weight for that height. I mean, yeah, right, that's right. And if you're 20 pounds, they say if you're 20 pounds above that, you're actually considered overweight.
And you can become obese or morbidly obese. And, yes, they do have those phrases on the chart.
Mm-hmm.
And morbidly obese,
when you're like 50
chart,
plus, it's like when you're like 50 plus pounds. It's not even a high number.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you're 50 pounds, you're considered morbidly obese. Well, I'm 5'7 and I'm 400 and I know I'm more than 50 pounds over. So I'm no longer on the chart. I'm no longer on the chart. I was there. I'm not there no more. I'm no longer on the chart. So, you know, they have.
He brought it to me one time. I said, look, don't give me that. I broke that chart a long time ago.
Right. Right. Like, I should get an award. Go ahead, Black Reporter.
No, I was about to ask Lady C. You did what to the chart?
I told him I broke that chart a long time ago.
You broke the chart. Okay,
I broke the chart.
I just wanted to make sure I heard that correct.
Yeah.
I should get an award for, and Lady C, you need an award too, for being big, having swag, and handling business. I think we should get an award for that. I do, because there's people half my size that's not handling business and ain't got no swag. You know what I'm saying?
And look a
hot mess, like a hot, piece of mess, like,
I never messed with a big girl. I never messed with a big girl in my life, man. But I seen a couple big girls that big and dress their size. I'm like, damn, I'd be like, damn, my head nodding like twice, like boom, 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 damn, she's sexy.
Yeah.
Girl. You feel me?
Like
I said, man, just like I had cats come to me, like, just come to me, like, damn, you small, cause I'm 6'1", 140. You feel me?
Actually, D, that means you're underweight.
I need to feed you, girls. You know I eat more than you.
Right, those are ones too. They sit up there.
And
a lot of people
don't
realize there's different levels of being. Just like how there's different levels of, you know, you have the anorexia, you have the bulimia, and stuff like that. There's actually different versions of overeating. You know what I'm saying? You have folks that sit up there and binge eat. Like, I'm a binge eater, meaning I can go all day and not have not one meal. But when I do sit down to eat, I end up eating enough for those three meals at one setting. That's what's called a binge eater. And it's just the habit that I've always had. Like, so you know, like, I could go and people be like, Crush, when did you eat? Like, my, you know, if you lived with me or if you stayed with me or if you just see me, like, when do you eat? I never see you eat. Somebody told me I never heard you eat on the phone. What?
I'm a compulsive snacker. You know, I will eat my meals because I'm a diabetic, but I'm also a compulsive snacker. You know, if I start snacking on crackers or whatever, I can eat a whole roll with no problem, with crackers, no problem whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 5'9 and 220, or 225. Okay.
Yeah, you got a booty, yeah.
Huh?
I'm energetic.
Wait,
I'm,
what was
I'm
that?
Small.
What was that, lady C?
I said, oh.
Get it.
Me, I'm energetic, so I burn it off. I eat, like I said, I eat a lot, man. I eat like every day a lot.
But you
so I burn it off. I burn it off.
You got a high metabolism.
Exactly.
Right. Then we have D in the chat room. D said, I'm 5'11 and 120, so what does that mean? I'm overweight? No, that means you're underweight.
You're a board.
That means
you're a piece of plywood.
You're Damn.
5'11 and 120?
Right, 120 and 5'11. You're supposed to be 120 when you're like 4'11.
Right. I'm on the way, too, because I'm six even. I'm 140.
I don't think you're too much underweight though. I know it's different when it comes to a man and different.
I was gonna say nothing personal, bruh, but when you said 5'11 and 120, the first thought came to my mind was I hate to say this. Manute Bol.
Okay.
I mean, I know. Huh?
So, yeah, he lost us on that one, didn't he, y'all? Yep. Okay, well, let's look at the chart. Okay, we're going to look at the chart. Actually, you really aren't that much underweight. We're going to start with Bless. Bless, you said you're 6 foot, right? According to the chart, if you have a small frame, you're supposed to be between 149 and 160 at 6 foot even. That's if you have a small frame for men. And Black Reporter, you say you 5'9 and you're 2 what?
220.
Yeah, you off the chart. You.
I'm a BHM.
Right. Your ideal, depending on your frame. If you had a large frame, your ideal is 180, 158 to 180.
40 in the waist and 30 in the legs.
No. 5'9". You're 5'9", right? So
yeah,
that's one.
Yeah, right.
So you're supposed to be between 155 and 176.
I haven't seen that since high school.
But
this is from, okay, wait, how old are you? Because this is from ages, men from 25 to 59. This
I'm
is 52. The ideal body weight chart.
I'm 52.
Okay, so yeah, you still made it.
Yeah. Like I said, I haven't seen that since high school.
But that's just crazy, ain't it? Like,
yeah,
what? Weights that they have is like, what? Mm-hmm. Oh, they even have it.
Crush, look at it this way. You know, these things put out by, and who was that put out? By the FDA?
I'm assuming. Go ahead.
You know, the FDA just got rid of the triangle.
Really?
They just got rid of the food triangle.
Cool.
And now it's a plate.
Oh,
as
right.
As far as your foods and everything, what you're supposed to have and everything every day. And so they be changing that, those type of things constantly. So
I want to say one thing. My people own a funeral home. Feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I was at work. I'm not. My brother's all the mortician. He went to school for that. My brother, I ain't go to school for that. So what I'm trying to say is, are you big or small? If you healthy, as long as God bless you to see the next day, man, forget what everybody's thinking, man, because a dead man and dead woman can't complain.
Right.
As long as you big or small, medium, thick, you good. Like,
like I said, and another point I said earlier is I give it up. I said, no, I mean, my girl's small. I give it up to the big girls because half of these small chicks is trying to get ass or tits.
Okay.
And that's the same how the white man is trying to get blacker, but that's another story. That's a whole other topic when you have to add
you get a whole other show.
Right, that's a whole other show. We got some more callers on the line. I see you, 786. I'm going to go ahead and bring him in. We got the press the button here. Okay, 786-262. How you doing? And welcome to the show.
How y'all doing?
We fine.
Who that be?
That's Buddha. Hi, Buddha.
What's up, Buddha?
What's good? What's good?
Yeah,
right.
the man's voice who I would love to have.
Right, ladies?
Well, I was just sitting in the cut listening.
Yes, I would love to have that voice. And
me
voice
too.
With...
You see her?
Crush died.
I never said that wasn't me. That was Lady C. I actually behaving right now. That was Lady C.
I'm not sorry. I'm honest.
Wow.
Go
ahead. Somebody.
Getting ready to say, are we playing Mama again tonight, Lady C?
Who? Huh?
I said, are we playing Mrs. Robinson again tonight?
Uh-oh. Hey, Robinson.
Oh, no. That one went over my head. No.
But Lady C and Buddha knows what I'm talking about.
I bet they do. Y'all been cheating on me. Okay, I see how y'all doing. Y'all are cheating on me, all right?
I've been studying.
Uh-huh, me too. Let me ask you. Buddha.
Yeah.
Buddha, can I borrow your voice, though, seriously? I need an intro made.
Okay.
You got the voice I want to use.
Oh, sure, no problem.
Okay, we're going to borrow your voice one day. I'm going to call you up and have it record you. Anyway, Buddha,
I mean,
we are talking about...
And have her not forget me.
What you said now, Buddha? What?
Early morning for a lot of people.
Oh.
I know. I'm going to have to give you my number. Call 347-4BBW. I'm going to give you my number. Look, call 347-4BBW. That's what I am, and that's who I is.
Poor BBW. I like that.
That's my number. 347 poor BBW. That's what I am and that's what I is. That's my number right there.
Oh, wow.
I'm so serious right now. I know. I was sitting
there. Wow.
You'd be bored and you know how you look at the phone and you actually just jot down your number and just, yeah. That's what I came up with.
And it came up to that for real?
Really.
Wow.
Poor BBW.
Wow.
And I got another one that says VIP 4BBW. So,
wow.
One of those 4BBW, though. That's the one I'm using right now. Anyway, tonight's topic is, do you think being overweight is overrated? As far as being not just big women, but big men as well. We're talking about both sides of the spectrum right now. There are some folks out there that says, you know what, if you're overweight and you got swag, you sending out the wrong message, I guess. I don't know. I just,
why? I don't think so. I think you're healthy.
They say because they're saying that that's unhealthy. But not everybody that's big is unhealthy. Yeah, like
what about you? You have people who are thin, who run and jog every day,
and drop
their heart. You know what I'm saying? So I've met some people. You know, you heard of sleep apnea?
Right.
It's a sleeping disorder that most people think is only for overweight people. But you have people who are very thin and breathe like this. It's a disorder.
If you have a partner or somebody who sleeps and they snore, that's sleep apnea.
That's the reason why.
Everybody is assuming that, and it's big assumption of stereotypes about being overweight.
Mm-hmm.
And the most popular stereotype is that you're overweight, you're unhealthy.
Right.
And that's not always the case. Sometimes you could just be big body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your bone structure could be just big.
Your frame.
You're not destined to be your frame, exactly. You're not going to be skinny. You're going to look bad or sickly, really skinny.
Mm-hmm. Or not even be healthy.
They have not made for those people.
Right. That's what I'm saying. When did they make the chart?
I don't want to be skinny.
I'll say one thing.
What's this, I bless?
It's like, don't get me wrong. Like I said, you could be small or you could be big for health issues. But you got the government talking about all these commercials and all this and this and that. But at the same time, man, look at the youth right now. The youth, you got 14 years old, to the steroid to fools right now. Look like they're like 28.
But that's personally, you can't, once again, I think that's a whole other topic because when you start talking about the foods that, you know, the foods being tampered with or the cereals that they're using to pump up the animals with, they are not taking into consideration these things. Like even the milk that they're giving to the children nowadays, the Similac milk and stuff like that, and your kid blows up. You know, and it's not like I'm overfeeding him. No, I'm not overfeeding him. You told me to give him 4 ounces every 4 hours. I give him 4 ounces every 4 hours. And now he's sitting up there looking like a balloon. You get what I'm saying?
It's
like,
all the gene.
What I'm trying to say is,
you got all these talking about obesity kids and all that. And y'all doing it to them. At the same time, y'all trying to sell products to make them slimmer.
Right, that's all it is.
Money for y'all.
Everything's
a profit.
Right.
We live in a land of profit, so everything is a profit. Even pain is a profit. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Suffering is a profit. There's a profit in everything.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we have issues going on, you're going to see advertisement because somebody's going to make money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Obesity, people are making money off skinny people. Everybody wants to get their butt fixed. Everybody wants their breast fixed. You know,
it's
give it up to the big girls. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you got to be happy in your own skin. So if you are a bigger person and you're happy in your skin, then so be it. That's the bottom line.
Within
yourself, period. No matter what nobody else says. If you're feeling healthy, you can breathe, you can do whatever you need and want to do, and you feel good within you, that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem starts with is y'all advertisement and all that. Y'all make half of these big girls feel like they ain't nothing. On top of that, what is
I still say, I'm going to make them feel like something.
Say that again.
You can do what they want to do. Well, that's okay. I'm going to make them feel like something. Trust me.
You gotta make them feel special.
True. Describe
yourself for the ladies.
Right. True. We all share our heights and our weight, so you gotta share your height and weight too, Buddha.
Well, I'm 6'6".
You 6'6"?
Yep.
And
how much?
I'm like 4. I'm about 4. I'm trying to lose weight right now myself. I want to get back down. I want to be about 320. I don't care what nobody said. At 320, I ran a 5.04. I played football, so I'm happy at 320. At 320, solid, I'm good. At 6'6", I don't care what the chart is.
Let it see down, girl.
I don't know if this chart is like.
Shaq was about 340 in my height.
I love a tall man.
I hear her going into massive orgasms over there.
We're not. No, we're not. We're not going to
have. Yeah, I'm 16.
When I wrap somebody up in these big arms, it's magical.
Look, Buddha, where are you from again? You from Florida?
Yes, I am.
What part of Florida are you from?
Miami.
Miami. What's that site again?
MIA.
JetBlue.com. Is that? I'm just a fan.
Got crushed. They had already arrested that man from Nigeria for stowing away. So I don't think he can pull that off.
Oh
again,
no, I'm
okay?
Not trying to stow away, baby. I'll pay for my ticket. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. I ain't trying to stow away. I'll pay for my ticket. I went to Florida this year already. Thank you very much. I went to Tampa back in January, February. Don't you remember? Oh no, you don't remember. So, you know, I can pay for my ticket. Watch your mouth.
So, Buddha, are you single?
Are you single?
Currently, I am.
Hold on. My computer's going slow right now.
Say it again? Okay.
My computer's going slow right now. Oh, God.
6 feet and about 3'10". Right? And like I said, I love thick women. I don't like thin women, so I never had an issue with thick women. Personally. Now you see, the problem with me is I'm a shorty. Not necessarily a shorty, but a shorty by women's standards. I know the women love their men over 6 foot. I'm only 5'9", but I'm a 2 2 1/4".
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
Yep.
It's just something about
6 feet. Nothing wrong with 5'9", nothing wrong with 6 foot. It's just something that when you start getting to 6'4" and better, it's a different atmosphere up there. Let me tell you, the first thing is that endearment, okay? Like when you 6'4", you have the endearment. You know, they have endearment with them. You think of that, you think of endearment. That kiss on the forehead, first of all. That, you know, it's not the same when you have to bend down for you to kiss me on the forehead.
Still a lot safer. And that type of stuff. So.
Mhm. And then the arms are bigger and the hands are bigger.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find. What's the closest airport next to you again? He's still laughing at me right now.
Y'all too much.
Yeah, and I'm really serious. Like I really am on. JetBlue.com. Listen, folks. We are at the end of our time. I don't know if y'all want to do overtime. Y'all sure can. The number to call in, 805-830-8320. The number again is 805-830-8320. If you want to join the conversation after the fact, because some of y'all came in late, do y'all want to stay after the fact? You know, we can't do that.
We can do it, and if y'all go call in and do overtime with us, y'all better do it now, because you can't call in after we go into overtime. When we go into overtime, it's those who are on the phone who stay on the phone.
Right. So if y'all want to join the conversation, y'all need to call in right now. We'll play this last song, and Black Reporter, we're going to play this last song, and while the song is playing, please call up. The number again is 805-830-8320. The number again is 805-830-8320. And since the theme of the night was big people and big things are gone. Big things are gone. I think it's only proper that I end the night with this song right here. And, no offense to the small people, no offense to those skinny people, no offense to any of those, but, you know, big things are popping. That's it. That's all I can say.
If you're not hanging with us, good night.
Good night.
Hey, here we go again, folks. All right, T.I., I'm going to show you how to do this thing. Hey.
Like what?
Hey. I'm a good girl too.
Oh wow.
Y'all be acting up. Y'all be having me acting up for real, for real. So
it's always good to remember the little things. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. All right. So
whatever what? Talking about me as always.
We're not talking about you. Oh, I dare thee. What? We're not talking about you.
Not talking about you.
Mm-mm.
I do have an interruption to make. Yes, and folks, we are in overtime, and I have an old friend of the show, Crush.
Huh?
And Lady C, I have an old friend of the show.
Uh-huh.
I have the one, the only, from Buffalo, New York, DJ Mimi Cat.
Hey, DJ Mimi Cat.
Hey, what's up, girl? What's going on?
How are you?
Not too good. I just got released from the hospital.
Aww.
Yeah, I had a bad allergic reaction to my medication.
Oh.
Not good.
Oh, and Mimi, all the way in the back of the room, you see her back there. That's Lady C back there.
Yo, Little Debbie, what's happening?
Tim? Little Debbie.
Hi,
Little Debbie.
What's up? Little Debbie. We haven't. We left Little Debbie alone. We was not bringing her up on the show, but you done brought her Little Debbie.
Oh, shoot. You know I got to bring up Debbie. That's pimp shit. How's business, girl? What's good?
As
sweet
as can be. See what I mean? Right. So, I got a situation here. Just wondering, what is it about the pussy that makes it so powerful? And why is it a threat? Wait, hold on. Let me finish what I'm saying. Hold on. Can I finish my topic? Can I finish? We're in overtime. We can get naughty now. Did you not know?
Oh, snap.
We in overtime.
Right.
When we get in overtime, we throw the books away. You know, the grown up folks will come out to play. You know how we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
what is it about the pussy that makes it so powerful, and why is it the threat of not getting enough of it makes a nigga buy a makeup bag and apologize even when you both know she's wrong?
Ooh.
You want me to
ladies, is it a skill you perfect? And fellas, have you just accepted defeat from the gate so you can still get what you want at the end?
Wow.
Oh,
damn.
So we let's go down the line. Let's go with DJ Mimi Cat. What's your answer? Because we know you're gonna take us to left field. What you got for us, DJ Mimi Cat?
me personally,
right?
I got fucking skills. But anyway, I don't know why I hate myself. I'm not fucking brilliant beyond, but put it like, I got professional hoes calling my ass up on a day-to-day basis, like, should I do this or should I do that? Listen, it's a beautiful thing.
Right.
Like the song goes, on this. We run this.
Mm-hmm.
We do. And yes.
And you know they got another song.
Out there, y'all know what the hell y'all, that's me. If y'all females out there that do, I listening to this, and if you do know what the hell you're doing in the bedroom, two thumbs up for you. But if you do not know what the fuck you're doing, why are you on this conversation?
Mm.
You need to go back to school. Seriously. Especially those that have kids, you know what I'm saying? That already have children and everything. But then again, you do have some women out there that be like totally lost and be like, I never had an orgasm or I never had this. And I'm like, honey, you missing a beautiful thing. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Ruby. Direct my way.
Okay, what you got for us, Bless?
You don't want none of this.
What you got for us? What you got for us?
Bless. Were you still with us, Bless?
She said what she said is real, man. A chick got so much power, man.
You really
half
think
of
so?
Half of these chicks out there don't realize that, man. You got to realize a man chase pussy.
That's where the women out there know the right certain tricks, but they can do what they shit. Oh, it's a beautiful thing.
Right.
If you hold out, you're gonna have that man buy you everything you want. You hold out. But a lot of these chicks right now.
Case in point, honey, where are you? I met my husband.
This new age right now, these chicks. These chicks, if you got a bag of weed and you can make them drunk, they're going to fuck you.
And they play themselves out.
People don't realize, man, like Pac said it. I'm a Tupac fan. Like Pac said it. Nigga, we get game from a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Put it like this. If a woman out there,
you get game from a female.
Thank you. But you have to manipulate females out there, too. Talk about, oh, they shit is this and they shit is that, too. But you don't want none of this. Trust me. You come to Buffalo, trust me. You'll be turning around, writing letters to your parents. About, I ain't never coming home. Take it easy. Trust me.
All right, ladies. What you got for us,
ladies? There you go, lighting that shit.
What you got for us, ladies?
Where's my blunt at? Where the fuck is my blunt? Well, what I say is that the women got it because you got to know what to do with what you got. And you got to work it. And it's skill. It's not always just what you got, but you got to have skill with what you got so you can know how to attract the bag. I have mistreated them, and then they call for more.
Wow. Mm-hmm. In other words, right, Carol, you gotta have like a triple threat, like I said. You have to have a triple threat. Triple threat is a woman that knows what to do orally, anally, and vaginally.
Yes. All of them.
There you go.
Don't clear your throat. Let me clear my throat because I don't know how to do shit, Angley. But I'm all right with mine. You feel me? I'm not even going to take pennies out of my piggy bank. I'm not going to take no pennies out of my piggy bank because I know I'm all right with mine. I'm definitely all right with mine.
Damn.
So, that's how that's going to go. And we're going to let Buddha answer this question. Then I have another question to add on top of that. So, Buddha, what's your answer to this final question?
I wanted to ask her about that triple threat. She said anally?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay,
anally.
I thought you said orally, mentally, and vaginally.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because you got to throw a mental in there. Anal is extra. Not everybody does.
Uh-huh.
That girl, I think if you want to do it, she love it, whatever. But if a woman got that oral, mental, and vaginal, it's a wonderful thing. But you have some dudes that are going to tell you the same thing.
I'm popping.
But you bring it, I'm bringing it. Like you bring it, I'm bringing it. You bring your head,
hey,
I'm bringing your head. You bring your mental, I'm bringing
your
mental.
So we and bring your girl while you at it.
You understand? So... You got to deal, depend on what you're dealing with, you know?
And bring your girl.
Let's say this, Buddha. I'm going to ask you this. I understand what you're saying. But let's be honest. Everybody's not up on your level, boo.
I know. And I meant that
as a compliment. Everybody's not up on your level.
That.
Mentally.
But physically.
But you'd be such a peaceful place
women,
if they
women
were.
Women have power. Don't get me wrong. Women, if a woman knows what she's worth, she does have a certain amount of power.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, because a portion of it, coupled with the mental portion,
mm-hmm.
I've had to teach certain women how to get things from men because they don't know how to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
They
I can tell everybody everything, but I can never do it myself.
If a man do things, he don't want to do it over a period of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you can make a man feel like he's giving it to you from his heart and wants to do it for you, you can get anything you want from him.
Mm.
But it's all about how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And how you talk.
I'll respond on that, though.
Couple with that good stuff, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Still,
you
wasted. Y'all was on my level.
What you said, Blaine?
What Buddha's saying is right. You feel me? Half of these men right now is not men. So half of them are insecure. So they're going to try to make a female feel like they less who they is.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You make a female less who they is, you're going to get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's like a hostage thing.
Mm.
There ain't nobody without me.
Mm.
But for the real females, that's why they mess with the airheads.
Mm. Oh my God!
You get a real female.
In the words of the great Gazoo, what the fuck are you talking about, Dum Dum?
I'll say is, ain't no dumb dumb, ain't no dumb dumb.
Hold on. Let's take it down a notch for a minute.
You know what I'm saying, though.
Let's take it down a notch.
Ain't no dumb dumb. I've been raised by three beautiful females. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I realize, man, I respect Bill. You gonna be an airhead, you gonna get treated like an airhead.
Mm. Amen.
And that's what a lot of these men right now, a lot of these weak men go for. Because they don't want a strong female, because a strong female will turn their life around.
They don't
want
to work for it.
But who does? Let's be honest, who does? If you can have your cake and eat it too, why is my, might as well go over there?
But at the
You
can have your cake and eat it too, but karma's a bitch, so it's gonna come back to you.
Mhm. All right, poet. My next question is.
Treat everybody like you want to be treated.
Well, wait a minute.
So now my next question
is. Hold on a second. You got to answer from everybody except one person.
Oh yeah, go ahead, Rock Reporter. Because I'm so used to you just jumping in, you always cut somebody off. You finally be quiet, and I forget about you, right? Go ahead, Black Reporter.
Yeah, it seems that way. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna answer that with a simple, quick Cajun joke, okay? Mart and Papa were living together for the better part of 30 years. Papa decided he was gonna leave. He starts walking down the road. Mom says, comes out and says, "Papa, why are you leaving?" He says, "Because you can't cook worth a damn." He continues walking. My mom says, "Papa, why are you leaving?" "Because your mama gets in all our business." And then he continues walking. And then my mom says, "But Papa, you can't leave this." She raises up her skirt and shows him her bald pussy. He says, "Damn woman, one of these days, I'm going to leave your ass."
Uh-huh.
So that leads into my next question now. Is pussy more powerful than money?
Wait, hold on, stop it.
Everybody can answer at once. We're going to start from the bottom, work our way up. Stop it, everybody can answer at once. Let's try to keep this civilized, people. Okay, the question is pussy more powerful than money? And we're going to start with Buddha. Let Buddha start. Buddha, what you got for us, Buddha?
Okay. I remember a saying, I think if I can remember clearly, you can always chase pussy and maybe never have money. But if you always chase money, you'll never be without pussy.
Never have
pussy. True. And I'm saying that.
Damn, that's deep. I like that. I'm going to write that shit down. That's a nice-ass year. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Because the first motherfucker, he can probably get some pussy, but he's going to do it out. A rich motherfucker is never going to do it out. Period.
Wow.
Now, whether he finds love or not, genuinely, that's different. But he's going to always get pussy.
Mm.
Trust me. Yeah.
So, what's your thoughts, Black Twitter?
I just have a second emotion of blessed. I mean, he has not said it any better than they Wade just put it just
that's
now.
That's Buddha, pa. That's Buddha, man, pa. That's Buddha, pa.
I'm sorry. Buddha. Buddha.
Buddha. He got my vote.
Okay. What about you, ladies?
Oh yeah, he got my vote.
You got your vote too. Damn.
Hey, bottom up, food up, food up.
Oh hell no.
Sounds like it's by acclamation.
And what about you, Black? And what about you, Bless? What you got? What you got for us?
I put it like this. Say the question again.
Is pussy? Is pussy
damn,
more powerful than men? I mean money. God damn it. Is pussy more powerful than money?
Yes, because motherfuckers try to get money to get pussy.
Ding, 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 ding.
Feel me? They try to get money. They try to get money to oppress a chick to get pussy.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to the average man. They talk to a chick, yeah, I got this Benz, I got money, I get. They do it to get the pussy. So, yes, pussy is more powerful than money.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole proverbial thing, the egg and the chicken, baby.
Yeah, vice versa. You got chicks that get money. You got chicks get money to get other chicks.
Okay.
Or vice versa.
So, ladies, does the same apply from your point of view as well as what I mean, you know, as far as y'all being the ladies with the pussy and you know, being heterosexual, or does the same still apply for you? Do you feel like pussy is more powerful than money?
Hell yeah. All day. Hell yeah. I'm not sure if it's possible with me because, see, it's not always about the money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I mean,
sleep
for your goddamn self. I got
to feel
it's gonna be like a motherfucker.
Y'all say one more thing though.
What's that, Bless?
Look, God made Adam and Eve. Adam bought the apple. He bit the apple because of Eve.
So,
which he should never did. He bit the apple because of Eve.
She made him do it.
Whatever. That's the story they want y'all to believe. Anyway, moving right along.
And thank you for that Bible class.
Right. That's the story they want y'all to believe. Y'all can go ahead with y'all with that bullshit
okay.
if y'all want to.
What about Samson?
Anyway.
You say the Bible quote.
Hold on. This is not a religion class, and you're taking it way off the topic. And like, this is that. I'm sorry, Bless, but that ain't got nothing to do with what we're talking about right now.
That's not off the topic.
Because that has nothing to do with anything. I asked you, was pussy more powerful than money? They didn't have money back then. If you're talking about Adam and Eve, sir.
Wait a minute.
It's not about Adam and Eve.
But that's what you're talking about. You
can
say it's not about it, and then you bring it up, and now it's not about it. That's what I said. Leave it alone.
That tells you the power of pussy.
No, that does not tell you the power of pussy. Go ahead.
I was going to say that it's about the value. The value of whatever. It's about value versus what you're trying to get it for. Black Report. Does pussy have that much value to
it's
where
not about having
you'll
now,
pay
you
any amount of money?
But you can't compare it to nothing. You feel what I'm saying?
Black Reporter.
It doesn't have no value. It's just the fact that it's pussy. It has no value because you can't compare it to nothing.
Right.
If you're talking about Adam and Eve, if you're talking about this
true.
Situation,
You got to look at it from this point of view. You're talking about this situation. Before he bit the apple, what was the situation like? You get what I'm saying? Before he bit the, you got to remember everything when there was no shame, there was no nothing. So there was no value. It was zero. So you can't say, oh, because she gave him the apple, that no, it's not because of that. She just happened to be pussy. At the end of the day. There's nothing to compare that to. It's nothing. It's zero.
I'll say one thing, though. People don't realize back before Adam and Eve, before Christ, the world still didn't change. Only thing changed is what we say. Like back in the day in the 60s and 70s, they say young blood. Back in
what?
The 60s. Now you say my nigga.
Okay.
We now we out of the box.
Yeah, we way out of the box.
We
fucked up my
mind.
Come on now.
Yeah,
like I said.
Anyway, that's your opinion. Let's leave it at that. That's your opinion. Let's agree.
Time change.
No, let's hold up. Let's agree to disagree. Let's leave it at that. You agree, we're going to agree to disagree. Okay, you have your outlook on it, have my outlook on it. Buddha want to ask Black Reporter a question. Go right ahead, Buddha.
Black Reporter, since we asked you about monitoring with the value of pussy and money, if I set a duffel bag filled with cash, filled with stacks, and you can see the 100 stacks, right?
Oh,
and then
yeah.
I said, five motherfucker you ever met, right? Now, mind you, she fucked
okay.
Your mind, head, pussy, everything. You're like, oh, my God, if you're just leading them a guy, right?
Okay.
And I told you, your duffel bag, say it's 4 mil, and her, what would you get?
Oh,
I'm giving her the equal value of the 4 mil because she's the baddest you ever had. You understand?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh,
you're absolutely right.
You feel me? I'm talking my head,
you
know, just the back of her head. Like, when you came, you felt like it was getting lightheaded. You understand?
Yeah.
So, you choose. What would you pick? Now, mind you, you're at your current financial status. I don't know what it is. We're just going to leave it at that.
Yo, I got to put my husband on the line for that one.
What would you pick? Because see, this ain't no love thing. This ain't no love thing. Yeah.
Hold on.
We're not talking about love. We just talking about pussy. Right?
Okay. We're talking about pussy. But we're talking about pussy.
We're not talking about love.
I understand that.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about pussy for how long?
Let's be realistic. Let's be realistic. How long do you ever have pussy?
I got my answer.
What time frame? Pussy ain't for alpha.
Well, you're right.
You ain't so insistent.
You
I ain't going to tell you what my husband said. We're going to keep that shit moving.
The situation is
yeah,
I know her husband. Oh, damn.
Yes, he's sleeping on the couch tonight.
He ain't saying nothing. He ain't answer that question. Black Reporter, he ain't answer the question I want.
What question, son?
Lord, she fucking with him now. Too late. He answered the question. Oh, Jesus. I can answer that question honestly. You can't answer it honestly.
No, you can't.
You
can buy all the bad bitches you want.
Exactly.
Hold up. I'm answering that question.
And then there's nothing like new pussy, right?
I'm gonna get up to the top there.
There's nothing like new pussy, so you might as well just go for the money. So now,
that's the bad part.
Right. So
we're not talking about love.
Right. So at the end of the day, in that situation, then money is more powerful than pussy.
Yes. Pussy has value when love is introduced. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Pussy ain't got no value. It's just pussy. But they ain't pussy got no value.
This though.
But there are men out there, well known and documented, that's willing to do anything and everything to
hold
get
up.
That badass pussy.
She done broke his emotions down. That's
what
why.
You want to say, Bless? Bless.
I know, like I said, actions speak louder than words. I know niggas that had good ass pussy that cheated on their wives and all that. That fell for that pussy. But at the same time.
You see it over and over and over again.
At the same time, that pussy they fell for did them wrong. Cheated them right.
But listen, the saying goes, ain't no better pussy than new pussy, right? Now, answering to you, Buddha.
Ain't nothing like it.
Buddha, answer your question. I never said love. I just said pussy.
I realize that. That's what I'm trying to tell you, that pussy alone don't have the value that people think it do.
I'll say something, though.
Pussy alone
is okay. One more thing.
Don't get me wrong. It can be the best pussy you ever had. But if you don't have no emotional attachment to that pussy, when you're done with it, it can get the hell on. Money will stay in my pocket. Understand?
In that question,
I'm always have love for money.
I've got to talk about all y'all now. You realize what we're doing now is playing semantics.
It's playing what?
Been semantics.
Buddha's
been playing us from the very beginning.
I'm playing devil's advocate.
I'm Satan Jr., but hey, we all capable of real dogs. I'm gonna put it like this.
It don't get sweeter than this. Pussy is the cause of death. Motherfuckers talk about, I'm not sensitive, I'm not half of the emails talking about I'm thug, this and that. But half of these motherfuckers will kill over pussy.
They'll kill over money too. So what? But
they
will kill over
money
too. They kill
over money,
and according to
the money, they kill over the money. Why they making money? Because they can keep the pussy.
They're making money
because they can keep the pussy.
Now I'm gonna tell you something. 9, maybe 8 out of 10 motherfuckers in prison. Who done sold drugs, who done robbed, who done did all this bullshit to get this money, are doing it to get broads. Everybody want to be blinged out.
And whose fault is that?
Bars. Why? Because the chicks won't.
Whose fault?
And whose fault is it?
Wait, what you said? It's our individual perception.
It is their fault.
It's not
their
it's,
fault.
It's,
who's there?
It has,
who's there? What are we talking about? The man in prison or the broad? You saying it's
in prison? If you want to take
the
only responsibility, and the dude in the prison has to take responsibility for what he does. But you got to also
exactly
deal with the situation.
Exactly.
What are we at? What are we looking at? You know what I'm saying? What are we idolizing?
The everyday dude
that work hard, he ain't the dude that's idolized.
Can I just say something?
Do that.
Go ahead.
Somebody has said somebody has said it's woman's fault that hold on, shut up. Sorry.
Blame y'all all day.
Sorry about that.
Listen, I can blame y'all all day and wave off.
Right? But you know, some men feel like it's women's fault that we are in the state that we are now. As far as people, who said it is?
I said it is.
Let me get my back. Who said it
Can I just say this though?
You say it's the woman's fault, right? At the end of the day, it's the woman's fault. We're doing this because of the woman. But the woman didn't write the Bible. Right. Right, we all going back with that.
It's not the
woman's fault, even though I feel like a woman play a role in it. Yes, I do feel like a woman played a role in it. It's not the woman's fault, because pussy make you do anything. You got that good pussy, it make you do anything. So if you put in this chick and you go kill a nigga over this chick, nah, dog, that's your fault. For one, you didn't use your intelligence, which I give up to the females, give up to all the females, because half of these females is intelligent, more, not all of them, but majority of females right now is intelligent. So you're going to kill, you're going to fight over a female that playing you out, dog, you got to be more smarter than that.
Wait a minute. You just said it'll kill over a pussy. Why she got to be playing him out? For him to kill over a pussy.
So females, not real females. I'm talking about some females. Because some females get a joy. And I heard it. A lot of females get a joy over niggas fighting over them.
And a man do too. Get a joy out of two females fighting over him. What?
I love it. A man get a little dick jump.
What?
But if you gotta go through that excitement, it's not working.
Don't need to change that.
It's like everything that shines don't glitter.
Wait, what you said, Buddha? You gonna make me change my statement?
Nothing, man.
Go ahead, Buddha. Do you?
Listen.
Go ahead,
Miss LaCrosse. Miss LaCrosse.
Huh?
I'm sorry, boo boo, to have all this difficulty going on in your show right now, but you know what? This is your fault. You open up your mouth and open up and ask all these crazy ass questions to these men. Girl, what in the world? We're still on this one question.
I'm playing devil's advocate too.
Let them speak their piece.
We don't let them speak their piece. Next week is ladies' night, Beanie.
Thank you,
so,
Jesus.
Right.
Oh, yes,
so, right.
Right.
So next
I'll bring
Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday at
9
p.m.
I'm going to bring 9 Eastern Standard.
Right, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, cool.
Right, it's ladies' night.
I'm gonna bring my girls with me for my biker club.
Well, bring them. I ain't scared. Bring them.
Right, we're
gonna
let
one
the guys
thing,
in. We're gonna let the guys in the last half hour.
Buddha, we're not invited. Yeah.
No, Buddha, hold on. That's not true,
scared.
Black Reporter. We never said that. We never said that, Black Reporter. We said the last half hour.
I think me and Black can take y'all.
Starting at 10:30, and then we might end up going into overtime, depending on what we're talking about. We're starting at 10:30. That's when they're invited. So starting at 10:30 into overtime. So y'all still got
time. I think me and Black Reporter can take y'all in any conversation.
Thank you, Buddha.
Where are you from?
I think we can take y'all out.
He from Miami.
Go ahead.
Let me say one thing, though.
Talk now. Let Bless say. What you gonna say, Bless?
Like I said, man, I'm gonna give you a diary of my story.
What?
I go to Myrtle Beach. I go to Black Biker Week. I go to all the spring break. I'm gonna tell you about me. I can't speak about no other
what
man but me.
What do you mean? What?
Like, I met this chick, right? I could have fucked her at anything, left her. I had kicked her at the hotel like other motherfuckers did down there. You feel me? She was going through problems.
Yeah.
I could have took advantage of that shit. You feel me? But I didn't. I sat the whole night talking to shit. I sit to the whole night talking to Shorty, encouraging Shorty. And that's what we don't get enough of right now, man. We don't get enough of that right now. That's coming from me being raised by three black females.
All right.
Beautiful
that's
females.
That's what's up.
You feel me? Like I said, it's all about being a real man. It's all about being a real man, a real woman. All right,
so now my last question is for the ladies, because we only got 20 minutes. The last question is for the ladies. The first time a guy ever busted your mouth, what was your reaction?
Ooh, I had a flashback.
Booty?
I said ladies.
All the single ladies. Watch this.
All the single ladies.
I said on the sofa to watch this. Yeah, that right there, that made it jump. Go ahead.
What's up, ladies?
What's up, ladies?
No comment, ladies.
I wasn't ready.
I didn't know he was that close. And it rolled back out.
Wow.
Now, ladies, see.
Yes.
What happened the first time that you swallowed?
What happened the first time you swallowed?
Ooh.
First time I swallowed.
All the men got quiet.
What you say, Lady C?
It shocked the shit out of him the first time I swallowed. Most men don't expect that.
Yeah, we love that. We're shocked and amazed. Or
we're
talking our heads to the side. We're like, oh,
That's when our eyes roll back behind our heads and everything.
Yeah, because that's that follow through.
You don't do that for everybody. It's gotta
we
be a
love to follow through.
Really?
Y'all don't understand.
Don't talk about it unless you know about it. Listen, Buddha. Don't talk about it unless you know about it. I do. Let me break it down for you. It's just like a dude doing you, right?
And you're getting really, really close to that moment. And, you know, he's licking and sucking on the clit real fast and hard. And you're getting real close. He said, I'm going to come. And then he moves his head and then rubs it with his fingers.
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, wow. Now you know how we feel.
So now I just.
You know, I love about chicks, though.
It's different with a voice like yours, say it, Buddha.
It's about the voice. It's about the nigga.
Oh, you don't understand. It is about the voice.
It's about the voice.
I'm telling you. I'm a woman, and I'm telling you.
That man got you down my back just now. I'm dead.
Y'all gonna be
all right. Maybe I'm flat.
But you get my point.
I say something, though.
Yeah,
it ain't about
the
voice.
The point.
It ain't about the voice.
The voice is everything in between.
It'll be a dude that sound like a chick. But he's a dude, but he's a, if he's a real nigga, he's going to put it down.
Let me put it to you like this, Bless. It really is about the voice, because that voice is just like the cherry on the top. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't want to hear. Okay. If you got a voice, if you
voice
have a voice,
the voice
hold
ain't,
on,
the voice
shut up,
not.
Man. You know what? I'm just going to stop screaming and just start muting y'all motherfuckers. How about I do that? Can I just do that? I'm trying to avoid doing that, but you got me screaming on my own damn show. What the hell? But anyway,
wow.
We're going to leave that at that. We're going to just drop the subject.
Real quick.
Anyway,
I have one thing to say. At one time, I have made each one of those three ladies on this line be very quiet when I did something that made
you were damn wrong.
Let me finish. All I'm going to say is that Buddha has me beat by a landslide.
Like I said, can I say something, though? I don't want to interrupt nobody, but can I say something, though?
Hello?
Oh. I don't want to interrupt nobody, but can I say something, though? It's like a motherfucker talking about, I got a big dick, I got a big this, and that. Until you witness it. You feel me? So it's not about the voice. I'm not knocking Buddha. To me, Buddha's a cool ass dude to me. I'm not knocking him. I'm saying it's about the voice, it's about the action. It's like a motherfucker say, I could do this, I could do that. If you don't live to your expectations, it don't mean nothing.
I agree.
It don't mean nothing. I know some chicks that do like, yo. It's not about the voice, it's about what you do.
But listen.
As a person.
Listen to what I want to say.
A voice can turn you on, but can sex God turn you on?
Say that again?
A voice can turn you on, but can sex God turn you on?
Huh?
I'm not saying that he's not capable of it, because I'm not knocking Buddha, because Buddha's a cool motherfucker. Since I know him when... Since he's been on the show, he's cool. I'm not knocking him. I'm saying this as in general. You feel me? You can have a dude that sound like Betty White. You feel me? It's not the voice. It's not what you do. It's not your financially. It's what that person do. It's what that person do.
It's that person as a whole. What you talking about?
Exactly.
Yep. The voice
draws you in and puts you over the edge at times. A good boy, he ain't got to touch you and you're ready to go.
Say that again, Lacey. I didn't hear you. You broke up. Say that again.
But for good boys, he can talk you to the peak and he ain't got to touch you. Just listening at his voice.
Wow. So at the end of the day, the voice does matter. Okay. But anyway, moving on.
I want to thank my
swinger friends for providing these questions. I got these questions from the group that I'm a member of on Facebook. So shout out to the swingers. And I am doing a swingers panel soon, and I will have people to the swinger lifestyle come to the show.
Can I get invited to that one?
Are you a swinger?
Can I bring my boys?
No, because I got like only a few minutes left, and I just want to say this real quick. Also in September is going to be Ladies' Month, Sister Soldiers Salute. We're going to salute all the ladies in the struggle with music, spoken word. We're going to have guests.
come in and showcase their talent, and people share their stories on all types of topics, and you know, we got ladies out there just doing real big things, and so September is going to be Ladies Month. We're working on that right now. So if you know somebody that you would like to nominate, or you know, maybe interested in being a guest, guest of the show, send an email to fullfacingradio@gmail.com. How about that?
Me, damn it, me. Can I be nominated?
Damn,
I do music. And my birthday is September. My birthday on Labor Day.
Damn me.
Once again, I want
to
so
nominate gender specific.
Go ahead again.
Are y'all going to be gender specific? Can a dude be nominated?
Well, it's actually sister.
I'm just saying, y'all not going to discriminate, are y'all?
We are
Well, the thing is, I think he's asking, are you going to eventually do one for
No, but I don't know you, so I can't nominate you. I'm sorry.
I don't believe in discrimination.
We'll eventually do one for men, but right now I just
That's all I wanted.
No doubt. And we might even do it. No, see, because November is BBW month. Are we gonna do BBWs again in November? Black Reporter.
Why not a BHL?
I think so.
That man gonna be on that doggone show faster than a BBW
can a
BHL with a
BHL be on the BBW
neck. Come on now.
Okay, well we could do that too. Last year we had BBWs, and this year we'll make it BHMs. Okay, we could do that.
Okay.
We could do that. So
they
Buddha. Now that you done mentioned it, now we're going to make Buddha the official ambassador of Phone Fantasy Radio, BHM of November. So now we're going to have to talk, Buddha. You're going to have to give me some topics and all that other stuff that you would like to, you know.
Discuss.
All right, so think of that, and I'll hit you up on Facebook and all that good stuff. And we have exactly 10:10 on the clock. As of right now, we got 10 minutes and 5 seconds right now on the clock.
Well, all the females online answer your question? I want to go last.
Did you answer yourself?
Nope, I ain't answered yet. I want to be last.
Right. Listen, lady reporter. The first time, like I told y'all before, my first cum experience, I got shot in the eye. I backed up, got caught in the eye. Y'all all know about that. My first cum experience. My first time swallowing, I think I threw up. I started gagging. Like I said, I wasn't expecting it. And it just had that creamy, it was just like, ugh.
Oh, the texture.
The texture it didn't taste like milk. And then it didn't go down like yogurt. Now I'm a pro. I know how to spit it back. I know how to do all that, goggle and all that. But, you know, back then I was like, what?
Well, I jumped again.
I just spit it back.
Now, officially, what is the rule on what makes it taste what?
What you mean officially?
It really depends on what that man ate that day.
Right. You
got to
eat a citrus.
What helps the man taste good?
Mm-hmm. Eat a lot of citrus, like peaches and citrus. They tell you also if you look.
Pineapple
juice, they get a lot of rest.
If you go to the restroom and your pee is really, really yellow, it's fucking up. It got to be kind of clear.
Mm-hmm. And also, get a lot of rest the night before. That's also a help.
Cut back on the thighs and the onions.
Right. Cut back on all that sugary. Right. That sugary stuff and all that other good stuff. You know, just try it.
Basically, natural sugars that the body can digest with themselves, and then
That's 9 times out of 10, it's like, for example, you turn around and tell a person, oh, eat this honey, hoping to suspect that when that person does do what they got to do, it's going to taste the same. No, it cuts it by half.
Mm-hmm.
Automatically.
All right, so the last question, lady, you are the only lady left who haven't answered, Mimi.
Damn, is there an echo in this motherfucker? Okay, please.
Is there an echo?
I can say 6 words right off the bat because it happened to me at the same time. So basically, I was high as hell. I just turned around and said, thank you, sir. Can I have another? What? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm
what?
Again. Thank you, sir. Can I have another?
What?
Mimi.
Huh? Yes.
Mimi, I tell bedtime stories too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. She said, I do tell bedtime stories.
I'm not bragging. I'm not trying to be ashamed or anything like that. But the first time I did
it,
that person came, I did it. I smiled just because in the back of my mind I was curious. That's why.
It's natural.
I was really curious.
I like a natural. I like a natural.
Well, y'all crazy as hell, man.
A natural talent. That's a natural talent right there.
That does not mean I did it to every guy I've been with either.
Buddha? No. I just say I like a natural talent.
I'm crazy as hell.
Okay.
I'm crazy as hell. That's what I can say.
No, we're not.
No.
No, it is.
But I was just inquisitive, and after I did, I'm like, oh, it's not that bad. It's not. It's not. It's certain ways how you can go about it. You know what I'm saying?
It's protein and nutrition.
It's not only protein, nutrition, and all that shit. It's only nutrition as far as your fucking teeth enamel, but that's about it. But other than that, it doesn't give you great skin or all that other bullshit. Listen, I got a master's degree in pharmacy. Trust me, that ain't bullshit. It's not. It'll probably give you, 0.01% of protein inside your body after you let a man come in your mouth and you swallow. That's it.
Okay.
So where's the protein and where's the health benefits in that? That man is happy like a motherfucker. Hey.
Give you enough of it, you'll be all right.
That's true, too. But the point is this. Only a man can turn around and get save up all that nut. Still, it's not enough protein to go up anyone's body. It's not. Unless you're going
to
be continuously nutting in that person's mouth for the rest of that person's life, you still will not have a nut.
Okay, that sounds like you. What's the problem?
Okay.
Your mom will do a porno and get paid for it.
All right, folks.
If you married, that sounds like a deal.
All right, folks. Thanks to everybody.
Your mom will do a porno and get paid for it.
Thanks, folks.
Hi,
hello.
Girl.
Hello.
I hear the crush like,
right. No, I'm just saying thank you to everybody that did the after hours for me. We need to open up our website, Black Reporter, and you need to get you a Facebook page. I keep telling you to get you a Facebook page, but you don't listen to me, do you, Black Reporter?
Okay. One that says Black Reporter, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You need a fan page that says Black Reporter.
Okay. Hey, Black Reporter, you can add me from a fucking page. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Mimi, can you help me with that?
I'm on it right now. Hold on for a second. Let me grab my computer. Hold up.
All right, folks. On that note, Buddha, have a nice time at work. Remember, you can always give me a call if you're lonely at night, 347-POOR-BBW. You can always get a call. Even though you didn't invite me to a bedtime story, I'm inviting you to a bedtime story.
No, that's all right.
That's all right.
It was an open invitation.
3-4, then don't try to butter us up now, you know.
Anyway. Oh, I need a bedtime story.
It was an open invitation.
We need to do a chat line now. We're going to Buddha.
Hey,
no guys allowed. Fun. Buddha and the girls. No guys allowed.
Wow, that's crazy.
Y'all go get y'all
chat together, man. Y'all do it.
don't tell me,
because I have a number, 800 number for everybody to call. Don't tell me that. You know,
I said
Buddha, you know, about females. So why don't get a number to me?
It's like I have a number for everybody call. Like I said, I'm good with mine. I set up a conference call in the mail.
Damn.
But anyway, that's
I'm going to drop 1-800
on the ass. It's
over.
No. Like, who want to be in the camera?
Oh,
watch. I'm going to do that. Buddha, I'm going to do that one day.
The train has left the tracks.
Right. No, it didn't.
The train.
Bedtime stories for women.
Right. Buddha. Yeah, I'm trying to pimp Buddha. Buddha, let's make some money together.
Yes, you can.
Wow.
I'm a hustler, baby. Just want you to know.
Give it to me.
Girl,
give it to me.
It's about where I go, like, you know what I mean? My hustler, man. You gotta always on that. Always on that.
Give it to me.
I'll give Buddha a piece. I just want a couple of percent. That's all.
Come on, man. Buddha's gonna take more than half if he's doing work.
Right, dude. Listen.
Y'all wilder right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Y'all wilding right now.
Oh, why are we wilding? Anyway, y'all about to get cut off. It's only 45 seconds remaining on the Clizzock. Thanks, everybody.
Has ceased to be, that it is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything we played. Now go around and tell that. On your face, put it smile. Crush and Reporter, we'll see you in a little while. And until we meet again on Tuesday, you are in and we are out. Late, sir.
And we're talking about gay marriage, so get your books ready. Right. Bye.
Good night.
Good night. Bye.